You're listening to The Sports Moment.
April 25th, 2024.
Part of the Sports Moments and Memories with Craig Olson podcast. Be sure to like and subscribe so you never miss a sports moment. Sponsored by Pemberton Law and Lake Area Docks and Lifts.
Welcome to the Sports Moments and Memories podcast. I'm Craig Olson. Good to have you with us and good to be talking sports as always. And we want to start with some awards. You know, the Underwood girls basketball team made it to state for a second straight year, and they had a record-setting year. The Rockets won 28 games. That tied the record that was set last year for most wins in a season by a Rocket girls basketball team. They also scored more points in a season and had a higher season point average per game than ever has happened in girls basketball at Underwood. They averaged 66.6 points per game. And another key to their success was a record number of fewest turnovers average per game. They only turned the ball over 11.1 times a game, and that translates, well, into 28 wins and a state tournament appearance. They were fourth in the state in Class A, and there were a number of individual records that were established as well. Liz Luckin had the most points in a season with 746. She made the most field goals ever in a season with 300. Callan Grove had a couple of records. She had the best three-point percentage in a season by a player, hitting 50% of her threes. She also had a game where she scored six threes in a game, which is a record for most three-pointers made in one game. Trinity Baker, most assists in a season for a Rocket player with 132. And back to Callan Grove for a minute. She has really established herself as a premier defensive player with her blocking ability. She holds records for most blocked shots in a game with 11, in a season with 126, and in a career with 176. And she has one more year to go. So quite a year for Callan. And as the all-conference teams were announced, you had Liz Luckin, Callan Grove, and Ezra Baker make first-team all-conference. Trinity Baker was second-team all-conference. And Callan Grove was also all-state honorable mention. Liz Luckin was an all-state team participant. And academic all-state honors went to Liz Luckin and Ezra Baker. And the Rockets as a team had the highest grade point average of any team in Section 6A. Individual awards went to Millie Allberg, who was the most improved player on the team, Trinity Baker for the most assists, and Ezra Baker for a defensive MVP honors, and she was a captain along with Liz Luckin, who was the team MVP and the steals leader. And Callan Grove, the third captain on the team, was the rebound leader and earned the Rocket Teammate Award as well. So congratulations to the Rockets as they celebrated an outstanding season, a very historical season in Rocket girls basketball history. Congratulations to Brian Hovland and his girls. Well, Pemberton Law Firm is one of the sponsors of our podcast. We appreciate them coming alongside us in this new endeavor this year. And they carry a legacy of trustworthy and reputable legal representation that goes all the way back to 1883. They serve you in four convenient locations in Fergus Falls, Wadena, Detroit Lakes, and Alexandria, and online at pemlaw.com. Lake Area Docks and Lifts offers premium waterfront equipment sales, service, and installation. Best quality and service at the best prices. Just ask your neighbor at the lake about Lake Area Docks and Lifts.
Lake Area Docks and Lifts, more than just docks and lifts. Lake Area Docks and Lifts.
This weekend, the Otter Golf Invitational will be held, the Otter Girls and Boys Golf Invitational. 3 o'clock on Friday afternoon is when they tee it off. And it continues on Saturday, starting at 9 in the morning, two rounds of golf. Some very stiff competition coming in. I caught up with Otter boys golf coach Matt McGovern to talk about his team and focus in on this weekend tournament.
Otter boys golf coach Matt McGovern joins us ahead of the Otter Invite two-day event starting Friday, going through a Saturday out at Pebble Lake Golf Course in Fergus Falls. Matt, we were just talking a bit before we started the interview that it's just good to have it, right? The weather last year didn't cooperate, but boy, what a great start to this season.
Yeah, we have had good weather so far. We've had two meets. Both were really windy, but last year at this time, we were still indoors. And the Outer Invite last year, we did have it, but we had a snow delay for a while. It was raining ice for a while. And so I think the round on Saturday took about 6 hours because we had a couple delays where we had to have the snow melt, which was pretty crazy. But we're excited. It's supposed to be a little rainy and a little chilly, but whatever happens, it's better than the last couple of years.
Well, there's no doubt in Minnesota high school golf in the spring, you've got to be ready for any conditions, don't you?
Absolutely. But I tell you, when we played last Thursday in Sartell, that was one of the hardest days of golf I've ever been a part of, because it was just as windy as it could possibly be and cold, and the course was soaked. And so I was just playing super long, and the guys really hung in there. I was proud of them.
Well, one thing that helps when you're running up against conditions like that is when you have an experienced group, and you certainly do have that. You've got some great leadership on this year's team.
Oh, we do. We have three seniors and a junior, all who've been playing varsity golf since they were eighth, ninth graders, and they know what they're doing out there, and you know they don't need a lot of coaching or a lot of help anymore. And then we have a couple new guys, too. We have Quinton Keel and then Simon McGovern, who haven't played any varsity, so they've seen some of these courses for the first time. Obviously, they'll know Fergus when we play this weekend, but proud of them too. They've gotten off to a good start, and they're really tough kids, and couldn't ask for a better group of guys. We also have a couple other kids that are kind of working on that last, or those, you know, trying to move their way up to a varsity spot with Caden Zender and Jared Kennedy, and so I'm just excited about everything. We've got good leaders on top, kids with experience going to state, and then all the way to kids that are vying for those last couple of varsity spots, and a couple more that are hanging on to those varsity spots and hoping that they can keep them with their good play.
Now, talk about your senior captains and the guys that are leading you and how their games have progressed. I know they put a lot of time in, and I'm sure a lot of time on the simulator and maybe even a trip south if you get a chance during the winter. But how prepared are they and excited are they for their senior year?
I'm so excited for them, and they're so excited too. They're a group of kids that just can't get enough golf. They played together last summer, at least 100 times together. I'm talking about Riley McGovern, Ryan Nelson, Gavin Getford, and then our junior, Adam Kennedy. All four of those guys are capable of shooting the low score. They're all capable of winning tournaments. They all got tons of experience. Riley's been to state since he's been a sophomore and a junior. Ryan Nelson was a state participant back when he was a sophomore. Riley and Adam were all conference last year, and then Ryan Nelson was honorable mention all conference. And so just got a lot of experience, and those guys just know what they're doing. They hit the ball so far, Craig, I can't even tell you. It's kind of ridiculous how far these guys can hit it these days. Playing the courses from a little different areas than I am, I can tell you that. But it's just fun to see them when they're on their game. You know, they're all capable of shooting under par, even par, anything like that. So looking for big things this weekend out of those four especially.
What can we expect this weekend competition-wise? You're in a tough conference, the Central Lakes Conference. You get some stiff competition every time you go out, it seems. But are we going to see some Central Lakes teams or a variety of teams from around the area? What's the field look like?
Yeah, so actually we got, I guess just like Central Lakes, we like to make things tough on ourselves. So we have Orono coming. They're bringing two varsity teams and a JV team. Detroit Lakes is coming, and you know they're going to be our stiffest competition in Section 8 AA to get to state. So it'll be fun to see how we stack up against them. They got a good team. They're bringing a varsity team and a JV team. And then Crookston is coming down. They're also 8 AA. And they're bringing just a varsity team. And then the Otters will have a varsity and a JV. So it's going to be a crowded tournament. And Orono especially, you know, they're going to be one of those top-ranked AAA teams in the metro. And talking to their coach, they have basically, you know, they're bringing, like I said, two varsity teams and a JV. But their coach thinks, you know, out of the 18 players that they're bringing, that any one of them could make varsity and could be the leader. And that's how deep they are. So really excited to see them. Last year, they beat us by a couple strokes at the end. And they did have medalists who I think was one under par through two rounds. And I think he was a junior last year, so he's going to be a senior this year. So definitely some stiff competition. DL's got some really, really talented players. Same with tons of experience. And so, yeah, we're excited to see how we stack up. And I don't think there's any reason why we can't come out on top as well and have an individual come out on top. We have just as much experience and talent as anybody, I think. So, but I'm really excited to see Orono because they got some really, really good players down there, and excited that they're coming up to through the weekend.
Matt, give us a course update. How did the course come through the winter? How is it playing early in the season?
It's in really good shape, Craig. So the last couple of years, they've aerified the greens in like October. So then they don't have a chance to heal. So then when we get to the spring, they're kind of bumpy and slow. But last year they did it in September, and then we had a pretty nice fall. And so the course had a chance to recover last fall. And coming into this year, it's in really nice shape. The greens are smooth and fast. Fairways look nice. There's a couple holes under construction. They're filling in the bunker on hole 4 to the right. That bunker's always been kind of an issue with holding water and stuff. So they're going to just fill that in and make it grass. So that's kind of under construction. And then hole 14, the par 5, they filled in the pond last year and then had some issues with the sprinkler system throughout the fairway. So that hole is going to be probably ground under repair. But other than that, you know, we don't have any temporary greens like we've had in the past. It's playing long. But yeah, it's in good shape. We're excited. I can't remember a time in the last 5-6 years where it's been in this good of shape this early in the year. So that's definitely a plus for us.
Outstanding. Well, it's certainly going to be an interesting spring, and I think an exciting one for your guys and for Otter Golf fans. So, Matt, good luck this weekend. Enjoy it, and I hope the weather cooperates.
Thanks, Craig.
Well, if you get the opportunity, you'll want to get out and watch the Otters compete Friday and Saturday at their home invitational at Pebble Lake Golf Club. Thanks to Matt McGovern for joining us to talk about the Otters on our podcast. So what are the Vikings going to do? Draft tonight, opening round, they have two picks, number 11 and number 23 overall. Do you trade up to grab one of the top three quarterbacks, get that number 3 pick from New England, give up both of your first-round picks this year and probably a first-round pick next year and maybe more? I think that's too steep a price. Maybe the Vikings will hold on to 11 and 23 and see who falls to 11. The word is that Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels and Drake May, the top three quarterback prospects, are going to be gone before the Vikings pick at number 11. But J.J. McCarthy from Michigan may fall to 11. And for sure, the experts say Michael Penix Jr. from Washington and Bo Nix from Oregon should be there at 11, maybe even at 23 at the Vikings' second pick in the first round. So what will they do? That's the big question leading up to the draft. I guess we won't get a firm answer on that until the draft gets underway. We'll see the direction the Vikings decide to go. I do know this. Among Viking fans that I know, the anticipation for the draft has never been higher. So we'll see what they decide. Naz Reid has been named the 2023-24 NBA Sixth Man of the Year, becoming the first Timberwolves player to win the award. He also became the third undrafted player to win the award. and one of six players to win the award before the age of 25. Reed is 24. He averaged career highs of 13.5 points and 5.2 rebounds to help Minnesota finish with the second best record in franchise history and clinch the number three seed in the Western Conference. Now, the Timberwolves and the Phoenix Suns resume their best of seven opening round Western Conference playoff series tomorrow night in Phoenix. The Timberwolves, with back-to-back impressive performances at home, are off to a 2-0 start in the series. And the Twins have won three in a row from the Chicago White Sox. They'll try to sweep the White Sox with a matinee game today that will throw Simeon Woods-Richardson on the mound. He is a Triple-A pitcher who was called up earlier this year and got his first major league win, pitched really well. Now he's starting the series finale and the homestand finale today as the Twins go for the sweep. Yesterday, Willie Castro hit a three-run homer on his 27th birthday, and Joe Ryan pitched six innings to get his first win of the year. Twins win by a score of 6-3. They are 10-13, creeping toward that 500 mark, and they are on a three-game winning streak. They are 6.5 games back of the Cleveland Guardians in the American League Central. After today's series finale, they go to Anaheim for three on the weekend and then to Chicago for three more against the White Sox. It's a great stretch for them to make up ground and get back to 500 and perhaps over 500 and right back into the thick of that American League Central division race. Well, thanks for joining us for our podcast today. Hope you have a great weekend. Don't forget that Otter Boys and Girls Golf Invitational going on at Pebble Lake Golf Club. First round starts at 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, and then the final round Saturday at 9 a.m. Have a great weekend.
You've been listening to The Sports Moment with Craig Olson, sponsored by Pemberton Law and Lake Area Docks and Lifts. Produced by Sunroom Lab. Music by Blue Red Roses. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, and thanks for listening.